Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Did you have a good weekend?
It was interesting.
Oh, boy. That's never good on a Monday, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, I've had those two sometimes.
It ended well.
Good. I'm glad for that. Glad for that. All right. Well, it was an interesting weekend for President Trump, too, and the country. I almost don't even know where to begin this morning. We are retaliating against Iran. No, wait, we're not. Well, wait, we are. We're going to put sanctions. Then we are going to do ICE raids. No, we're not. Maybe, you know, we should. No, we won't. So it's all over the place this morning. I'll break down some of this. Want to kind of get started with what's going on with Iran.
Iranian leaders threatening to shoot down additional American military drones overnight. This as President Trump doubles down on his commitment to keep Iran from building nuclear weapons.
Griff Jenkins is live in Washington with more on the latest provocations. Hey, Griff.
Good morning, Rob and Jillian. You know, they call this saber rattling, and there's more of it coming out of Iran. The regime's naval chief, Rear Admiral Hossein Khanzadi, calling last week's downing of a U.S. drone a, quote, firm response that can be repeated in comments carried on Iran's semi-official TASM news agency. This is the administration plans to impose harsher sanctions on the regime today after the president made clear he seeks negotiations, not war.
I'm not looking for war. And if there is, it'll be obliteration like you've never seen before. But I'm not looking to do that. But you can't have a nuclear weapon. You want to talk good.
So there we go. All right. We got all of that, Lee. And then Charlie Kirk's, I think, brilliant reaction to it.
I would make the argument that Iran almost wants us to engage them in a conflict right now. I mean, right now, their economy is totally crippled. There are protests in the streets that are growing by the hundreds of thousands week after week.
Yeah.
The sanctions are working. They're no longer handing out hundreds of millions of dollars to Hamas or to these other terrorist groups like Hezbollah across the Middle East. The piggy bank has been closed. So Iran is being very careful to make sure not to kill Americans, but to still aggravate us enough. And President Trump stopped the strike. He said, wait a second, why would I go kill 150 Iranians, which would be an act of war? That would be an act of war to kill citizens on their sovereign soil with military weaponry. Thank you, President Trump, for making the strong, decisive, and courageous decision in defiance of the military establishment.
What do you think, Lee?
Well, I think he's making an excellent point there. And there, you know, you're never going to get Democrats to say anything good about anything Trump does, even though if he's doing what it is they want, which right now he is.
Yeah.
Other than not following through, other than doing away with that pathetic Obama-Iranian nuclear deal, which should have been, that was one of the great things that Trump has done, was to go ahead and get rid of that deal, because all that did was codify the possession of and the use of military-grade uranium, or rather nuclear material, that the Iranians would have, and then the ability to deliver those on missiles. You know, and that's what that was the legacy of the Obama administration, despite what it is that the Democrats are trying to tell you now that, oh, Trump created all this. No, Trump's cleaning up Obama's mess right here and is having to deal with the consequences. Honestly, this is beginning to look like typical Trump negotiations. I might do this, and then you don't, or delay it, and you get folks to talk about it at the table. He's done this with Democrats. He's done this with Republicans. He's done it with Iranians. He's done it with North Koreans. He's done it with the Chinese. That's the art of the deal with this guy. And I think that's, to me, that's just sort of what this looks like, that I'm going to make this threat. I'm going to put that out there. You react to it. And then I say, not right now. Now, I did read, and this done, I can't confirm this with from any other sources, but I did see some reporting this weekend that there was a cyber attack by U.S. military cyber warriors against the Iranian missile defense system this weekend. I don't know why that's not being more widely reported.
Because it makes Trump look good.
Well, I guess that's it.
Makes it look like
and
he's retaliating.
And that was actually a very intelligent and proper way to go about this. Because to me, that had I been in a position to make the decision, I might have gone ahead and taken out a missile, the missile system where that came from. Because I'm certain that they knew when this missile was launched. They knew what the target was.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the U.S., that our assets, we have to know that. We've got satellites. We've got reconnaissance aircraft in the area. We've got ocean-going reconnaissance ships. We know what's going on there. We literally know that when it happens. There's no question to me about that. And that might have been my response had I been the one responsible to make that decision. But quite honestly, this is not a bad one either. You know, let the Iranians look bad. They took down one of our assets. It was not a manned aircraft, but still, it's a $250,000 aircraft that was in, as far as our government is concerned, was in international waters when it was downed. And so what do? You launch a cyber attack against their missile defense system. I think it's a brilliant idea. But once again, because just as you said, because that makes Trump look good and look intelligent, it's not being widely reported.
If Obama had done exactly.
Yes.
It would be called brilliant.
They'd be polishing
refuse
up.
To engage, blah, blah, go ahead.
They'd be polishing up another Nobel Peace Prize for him.
For peace.
Yeah.
Solving problems in peaceful ways that don't get people killed. Look, there's a reason, and Charlie Kirk in that clip brilliantly points it out. There's a reason that Iran hit a drone, not an unmanned, not a manned aircraft of some kind, not, you know, some base operator somewhere on a midnight shift or something. I mean, there's no human carnage, and that's because Iran knows that if we actually, even in a half rear-ended way, went to war with them, it would be utter destruction. There would be a lot of deaths. And if there's a lot of deaths, guess who turns against the Iranian regime? The people who are already in the streets.
Yeah. I thought it was laughable,
and so,
their claim that, we had one of their manned reconnaissance American planes in our sights, and we could have shot it down if we wanted to. Right. If you did, and if you actually did have it in your sights, which is possible, is technically possible, had you done that, the full weight of the U.S. military would have come down on you, and the vast majority of the American people would have asked for it. You're not going to take down one of our military aircraft full of Americans, service people,
no,
and not pay a tremendous price.
I'm going to go out on a little bit of a limb here and bet Iran never does a thing like that, because Iran, I think Iran understands Trump, having studied him well enough to know if you kill one American, he is going
it's on. Yeah.
And I don't think the Democrats can even make an argument at that point. I think that would silence the Democrats, and they wouldn't be able to protect Iran anymore. And I think Iran understands that they can only hit unmanned targets. So now they're in a game of chicken with Trump, because the Iranians know the Democrats will absolutely protect them, will lie for them. I mean, the Democrats, again, I want to remind you, that deal the Democrats cut not only allows the one facility that makes heavy water plutonium, the only, you don't need that for electricity. It's useless for that. You need it for
military.
Military
weapons.
Grade. And the Democrats' plan would allow them to buy the missiles again from China or Russia with us brokers, NATO brokering the deal within 5 to 6 years. So we didn't even just make sure they could get the nukes. We made sure they could deliver them to our shores and everybody else's with missiles from China or Russia, not even us, Lee. At least we would have profited from our own destruction, right? No, exactly. They're going to let China and Russia do it. I mean, that's the deal the Democrats cut. It could not be allowed to stand. And so Iran knows the Democrats will protect them, but the Democrats can only protect them so far. They start killing people. It's like the capos, you know what I mean, with the mob.
Yeah,
we can only protect you so far, you know?
It's the Democrats and the EU and the world government folks, because what they want is balance. They want Muslim extremists to have nuclear weapons to offset the Israeli nuclear weapons, to offset what the Saudis are eventually going to have as nuclear weapons, because the Saudis and the Iranians don't get along, and they're going to look at nuclear weapons. They won't admit this publicly, but this is balance. That's what they want.
Yeah. Balance, because they see America, Israel, and Israel, and quite frankly, non-authoritarian regimes is the enemy. I mean, that's how the Democrats think now. They don't see the difference. You know, they don't see Israel as good and Iran as bad at all. I mean, if you watch Democrats, whether it's Islamic or not, they always support authoritarian regimes, whether it is the godless regime of, you know, Castro and his descendants, or the, you know, Allah Pact regime of Saudi Arabia and Iran. I mean, if it is a dictatorial regime, Democrats will support it. It's just the way it is, because that's what they want here. They want autocracy. That's what they identify with. They see the republic and people's rights, ultimately, no matter what they tell you, is a problem.
Well, look at the policies that they're running on for this presidential election.
Yeah, I know.
They want an American autocracy there.
By the way, did you see this? Do you realize that we are now up to 11 out of, 22, 23 Democrat candidates have supported Government provided health care for illegal immigrants.
And that surprises you?
Yeah,
why?
Socialized health care.
I'm surprised
for
it's not 20 out of 20.
It will be by the end of this primary at the rate we're going. I mean, that is so radical. I mean, we haven't even settled on the idea completely of government subsidized health care for Americans.
Yeah.
They've blown way past that, accepted that the border should be open, and now they're having a debate about whether Americans should pay for illegals' health care while they're still illegals.
And as Democrats and Republicans can even agree on, we're not even satisfying the commitment we've made to Americans' veterans yet.
No! Or even, honestly, in terms of the limitations on Medicare, the agreements that we've made with our own American people.
Yeah.
I mean, having gone through my mom, you know, on Medicare, I can tell you, you will be shocked to find what it doesn't cover, which is just about anything that will save your life.
Yeah,
I mean, they'll save you in the emergency room if you're having cardiac arrest. They'll pay that bill. But if anything kills you slowly, good luck. You're on your own.
Yeah.
You know, you thought you had health care. You don't. I mean, my dad went broke paying my mom's medical bills, and she was on. He's not broke, but he's, well, extremely a lot poorer than he was before the whole thing. And she was on Medicare. And so we're turning down seniors in the U.S. who've worked all their lives and paid into this entitlement they're supposed to have. And we're talking about adding illegal immigrants to it. That I mean, that's where the Democrat Party is.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, reacting to that action-packed segment we just did. If you missed it, no big deal. Get the podcast by texting the word podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, to the text line 71307. All right, here we go. Texter writes, another tactic out of Marxism, break the economy and create dependence, of course. Texter writes, I was glad Trump waffled on Iran, kind of surprising because I thought he only waffled on issues his base wants, like the ICE raids. Now the neocons and actual populist right-wingers like Coulter and Buchanan think he's a feckless blowhard. Love to know what you think about that. Let me hit this as a lot of you are joining us. Here's what Charlie Kirk said about this. Military establishment wanted Trump to do a bombing that would have killed 150 people. Stop for just a minute. Be Trump. Be us, really. What is our big goal right now? We don't want a nuclear Iran, yes, but no, what's our big goal? Because if we lose this big goal, we lose everything. Nuclear Iran will happen with the Democrats patting them on the shoulder. Our goal is to get Trump elected in 2020. Can you imagine if Trump took out something in the process killing 150 people over a drone? Well, they should have anticipated that. Darn Skippy, they should have. But the Democrats would blast him all to hell. They would make him out to be the next Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-un lunatic. Look, he's out of control. He's drawing blood. It was only a drone. He's a warmonger. He's nuts. And Iran would be broadcasting pictures of dead, bloody children. They probably wouldn't be children killed in the attack, but it wouldn't matter. We'd figure that out and debunk it weeks later, the conservative media working away like slaves, and everybody would ignore it. That's how it would go. That's what Iran wanted. They wanted the photos. They wanted the photo op. Listen, folks, when you look at Iran and you look at the Democrats, understand they are one entity. Iran might as well be operating out of the base, you know, the basement of the Democrat Party. But Tara, no, he did waffle, you would say. He did wobble. The military establishment told him to hit, and he didn't have the guts to. No, folks, understand something, okay? The military establishment in this country, the leadership, talking about the leadership here, they're not your friend. They're not my friend. They're not our friend. I'm not even sure if they're America's friends. They used to be. But do you remember when Obama went through there and cleaned house of everybody who would do anything decent? All the good guys, they were broomed out. All that were left were doctrinaire Democrats, liberals, communists, and fascists. That's all that's left. So, I mean, when you have them selecting targets where 150 Iranians would die, they know exactly what they're setting Trump up for. They are practically a partisan operation squad of the Democrat Party. It was a setup. The whole thing was a setup. And I think he was smart not to walk into it. So it's easy to say, I just hit around. Yeah, well, what are we going to have to deal with in the next couple of days after? Oh, I don't care. Well, you know what? You're not going to get reelected in 2020. And then guess what? We lose with Iran. We lose our country. We lose in a world. We lose everything that we have gained in these years. He has to be careful how he does this. And he did run on no wars and no escalations. That said, Iran is now threatening to hit more of our drones. There will have to be a price for that. So understand, when the American military, complex, whatever, advises Trump to do something, that's not coming from people at the top. I'm talking about people at the top. The people at the top who are interested in the welfare of this country. That's not coming from people at the top who are interested in what the best thing is for us to do to stop Iran. That's coming from people who are most interested in defeating Trump primarily at any cost. It doesn't matter if that cost is nuclear Iran. It doesn't matter if that cost is a nuclear armed confrontation between Israel and Iran that we are inevitably drawn into. It doesn't matter to them. They don't care. Their goal is control of this country. Permanent, unending control of this country. They have no other goal. They don't care. So that's how I would answer that question. Texter writes, bipolar Democrats, oh, what a great point. Bipolar Democrats were complaining that Trump was going to get us into a war and are now complaining. No, okay. Bipolar Democrats were complaining that Trump was going to get us into a war, are now complaining that he didn't get us into a war with Iran. Whatever he does, he'll be criticized. He will. But you don't want to walk right their talking points. What Trump is demonstrating right now is absolute restraint. I'm not the Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-il lunatic. Remember, he's learned. They made him out. If he even uses tough language on Twitter, he's blasted out as a lunatic, and they bring out false psychologists to analyze him. What would they do if he killed 150 in Iran? Can you imagine? He hates brown people. He's racist. He hates Muslims. He just wants to kill them. Look, he just killed them in Iran. Look, they took out a drone. He killed people. Folks, the military leadership knows this. This was a trap. It's what it was. It was a trap. When Trump retaliates, it's got to be in a way. And you heard about the cyber attack that we launched on Iran. That's fine. It has to be in a way where no one gets killed. Is that fair? No. Is that how we should be dealing with Iran ultimately in the world? No. Is that in the best interest of America? No. But it is in the best interest of Trump being reelected, and that is in the best interest of America and the best interest long term of defeating Iran. I want to play this again because nobody has summed this up better in 44 seconds than Charlie Kirk did on Fox News. Here it is.
I would make the argument that Iran almost wants us to engage them in a conflict right now. I mean, right now, their economy is totally crippled. There are protests in the streets that are growing by the hundreds of thousands week after week. Yeah. The sanctions are working. They're no longer handing out hundreds of millions of dollars to Hamas or to these other terrorist groups like Hezbollah across the Middle East. That's the right. Piggy bank has been closed. So Iran is being very careful to make sure not to kill Americans, but to still aggravate us enough. And President Trump stopped the strike. He said, wait a second. Why would I go kill 150 Iranians, which would be an act of war? That would be an act of war to kill citizens on their sovereign soil with military weaponry. Thank you, President Trump, for making the strong, decisive, and courageous decision in defiance of the military establishment.
Amen. Amen. And keep in mind, what Charlie Kirk's laying out there, that's what Trump has accomplished. He put those sanctions by himself back on Iran, and it's killing them. You don't want to do anything to mess with that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, y'all. So last week, AOC compared illegal immigrant detention centers to concentration camps at the border. Now, it wasn't clear if she was criticizing just Trump or Obama, who did the same practices as the Trump folks. Probably just Trump. Hard to say. Remember when she said this?
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are. The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing.
Okay, one critical difference between, between concentration camps and the detention centers at the border. Nowhere in history is it written that the Jewish people marched hundreds of miles to get to the concentration camps and then attempted to break into them. That didn't happen. A critical distinction. If you were a Jewish person or other person, maybe a political dissident who was sent to a concentration camp, you could not say, you know what? I've changed my mind about I wanted to come here, but now I don't. I want to go home. Could you let me go? I'm literally put me on a plane back to Guatemala. Or I'll walk. Just let me out of here. They'd be like, fine, sure, go. Awesome. The Jewish people did not have that option in the concentration camps. You couldn't just decide to leave, and you certainly didn't try to break in. So this has caused a lot of political consternation. Over the weekend, even the liberal Bill Maher said, hey, listen to me, how are we going to win an election on running on concentration camps and reparations? I don't know. So a lot of criticism of AOC on this. Ilhan Omar defended AOC over the weekend. Are you ready for this? Take a listen.
Could you tell me, do you agree with AOC that ICE is running to concentration camps on the border?
There are camps and people are being concentrated. This is very simple. I don't even know why this is a controversial.
There are camps on the border and people are being concentrated. Ergo, concentration camps. Duh. Wow. Okay. So if my child's classroom is jam-packed full, they ended the year with like 30 kids. They really need to expand, but the school is just busting at the gills, right? Is that a concentration camp? My child's classroom, they're very concentrated. They barely can fit all the desks in the classroom. I'm just curious. Like when the DMV gets backed up, and the line goes out the door. Is that a concentration camp? Because people are like, they're highly concentrated. Is concentration like when you violate the fire code and there's too many people in a room? Is that a concentration camp? I'm just asking. You know, concentrate. Like you buy orange juice concentrate like that. That's totally concentration. Duh. Okay. Let's hear some more from Ilhan Omar, who is redefining the word concentration as we go.
thing for her to say. We have to really truthfully speak about what's taking place. And this is why it's really important for us to abolish ICE and make sure that we have an agency that is accountable to the people, that is dealing with the situation in a humane way. There's no way that we can allow for kids to be caged in this country and children to be separated from their families.
You mean like they were under Obama and y'all said nothing?
And people being terrorized in their communities.
Is it fair to
have to make sure that we are calling it out, and I am 100% with Alex.
I'm 100% with Alex, she says. They were just concentrated. It's too much concentration. They need more space. Oh, that's why y'all cut detention beds in your last budget. Do I understand? You cut detention beds, so you concentrated people some more to force catch and release. Like that. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. Texter writes, they don't allow you to call at the DMV. They actually kick you out at closing time. Oh, I see. So the concentration camp at the DMV ends at closing time. Text writes, Terry, you know what's scarier than AOC saying concentration camps? Is her followers on Twitter who agree and use the same words. People actually believe this and follow her thoughts and beliefs. America is scary right now. It is. Text writes, you have it all wrong about AOC. She thought they were making orange juice along the border. Now the texter writes, Trump says his biggest mistake was choosing Jeff Sessions as AG. Agree or disagree? Here's what I would say. I thought about that over the weekend. Yes. His biggest mistake was choosing Jeff Sessions as AG and keeping James Comey on. That was a double toxic brew. It was bizarre that he didn't fire Comey. And Comey was already very clearly weaponized and had weaponized the FBI against him and Republicans. And the Democrats hated Comey. The Republicans hated Comey. You know, that fall after the election and winter after the election, he could have easily dispatched him then. Why he left him on, I will never know. I will never comprehend it. Especially not after letting Hillary off the hook like that. I mean, he was clearly the worst person to be running the FBI. Anybody could have done it better. I don't know why he let him stay. But that double whammy of Sessions, which, by the way, I don't blame Trump. I blame Trump for keeping Comey on. Comey undermined him in horrific ways with lies and crimes to support those lies, you know, while he served as FBI director. Jeff Sessions, I would have made that same mistake. Everybody thought Jeff Sessions was solid. We thought he was one of us. We really did. And it turns out that was because of all the words that he used from the Senate floor all those years. He didn't mean any of that. There was no way to know. Anybody could have made that mistake. I don't blame Trump for that one. But the double whammy with Sessions was leaving Comey on. That was a disaster. So I would put an asterisk next to what he said there. But yeah, thanks for asking. Texter writes, one thing that is definitely not happening with Ilhan Omar is concentration. Yeah, you know, oh, and this texter, yes, I usually add this too. I'd say his biggest mistake was keeping Paul Ryan as speaker. Yeah, that was absolutely devastating. Cost him 2 years of his presidency. He was completely undermined at every turn, especially in his immigration agenda. I mean, when we look at what's happening at the border, the GOP had a pretty good bill. Wasn't perfect, but it was a pretty good bill to stop it. Close those loopholes. And they had the votes to pass it. Ryan wouldn't allow a vote because they had the votes to pass it. We wouldn't have these numbers at the border right now. Which are going to hurt. They're going to hurt Trump in the election. He's running on fixing it. It's only gotten worse under his watch. So yeah, I would add Paul Ryan in the mix. That was just bizarre thinking he could make peace with all the sides of the party. I get why he did it. He didn't want to alienate the majority of Republicans in Congress who support Paul Ryan and not be able to get his agenda through. But he didn't count on Paul Ryan stabbing him in the back. It was a big mistake. I knew it as soon as I heard it. I said it on the air.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Americans living much better than they did before under Trump. See, this is from Forbes. Low tax states are adding jobs 80% faster than high tax states due to Trump's tax cut. Yep. And most, and they're talking about what Trump did with SALT, where if you live in a high tax state like New York, you can't write off as much of your local taxes. So they used to be able to count on that. You could tax people more, but you could just, you know, your local and state taxes, they could tax them more, but you could write it off. Well, the new tax law now limits that to $10,000 per household. So people aren't writing this stuff off anymore. Businesses aren't writing it off anymore. Business owners aren't writing it off anymore. So it's a mess. So most taxpayers across the nation have seen overall reduction in their federal taxes, with larger tax cuts being seen in low tax states than in higher tax states. So prior to the tax reform being enacted, private sector job growth was about 1.9%. In the low tax rates, it's from January 2016 to December 2017, so before Trump's tax, you know, plan passed, compared to 1.4% in the higher states. Now, 17 months later, private sector job growth is running 80% faster in the low tax states, most of which are red, at 2% compared to 1.1% in the other states. Because they can't, slough off their local high taxes onto the federal government. They're actually having to pay them. People are actually feeling the brunt of the higher taxes in the blue states. That makes sense. You're like, what the heck? Why would I choose that? So you're going to go to a low tax red state. You're going to run from Democrat policies, what people do. All right. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Texter writes, Trump won't be reelected because of Paul Ryan, and the GOP will never regain control of the House ever again. Just too many fake voters. We'll see. It's possible. Texter writes, so which was the bigger mistake, hiring Sessions or keeping Ryan? I think they're both equally big. I don't know. Maybe Sessions by a hair because, I mean, I think Trump's right when he says, listen, my approval rating would be 10 points higher if it wasn't for this fake Russia thing. The fake Russian thing was entirely the fault of Sessions, who just walked into the DOJ, resigned, and handed the running of the Department of Justice over to Rod Rosenstein, who was originally appointed by Obama. So, I mean, I don't know which is worse. Trump not being able to get any of his immigration agenda through a Republican Congress because Ryan blocked it? Or Sessions enabling? I mean, if Sessions hadn't been appointed, we would have never had Mueller. We would have never had, the coverage of the fake coup. We would have never had the fake indictments. We would have never had any of that. Texter writes, you will never read this, but where are all those jobs in our area? If you mean $15 an hour jobs, oh, wow. Whoa, 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 stop it. I thought you Democrats wanted $15 an hour jobs. That the only way we could get them was to make the companies pay. I'm sorry, have you driven down Woodruff Road lately? You must not have. I get stuck on it all the time. I can't go a quarter of a mile from this place without seeing the big banner in front of the Chick-fil-A. They're now paying more than $15 an hour. Thank you for paying. Thank you for playing. They have to. They can't get people. I mean, do you deserve more than $15 an hour at an entry-level job? No, you don't. But those jobs were not being offered for that before the presidential tax cut. They weren't. But to start at a $15 an hour job and work your way up, that's awesome. But you got to work your way up. You're not entitled to walk into the American workplace and start in the middle. Where do these people get this idea? I didn't. My first job out of college, I made $7 an hour. I had a journalism degree from UNC Chapel Hill. I was a member of the National Honor Society. And I remember walking around thinking, this is what I work for? I got hired by I went to a temp agency because I couldn't find a job. I got hired to work in a trailer at a large industrial construction site. It was actually a really fascinating job. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Learned so much in that job. Used what I learned to renovate houses. It was actually a godsend. I've used the knowledge I've gained there the rest of my life. Did I get paid a lot? No. Did I expect to get paid more? No. Texter writes, yeah, let's make careers at Chick-fil-A. You can't. You have to move up. You have to better yourself. The idea that you walk into a workplace, scratch your rear end and are entitled to make what the assistant manager makes, get a life. Where do these people come from? If you don't do what it takes to move up, you won't. But you have the freedom to do it in America, and they're desperate for competent people. They wouldn't be offering what they're offering on the front lawn of Chick-fil-A on Woodruff Road. They ought to pay me for finding workers for them, I swear.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.